There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 8th edition. And I hope everybody had a great weekend. We have a 10-game slate on tap tonight. Some big, big tournaments on DraftKings, the Crazy Eights, the Mega Eights, the Mini Eights, whatever you want to call them. There's all kinds of them. Lots of money involved tonight. But there's also the regulars, quarter arcades, dollars, the works, just fun all over the place. Very, very interesting slate, to say the least. Pitching, not the slate of greatness, I should say. Are a lot of bats to attack. Interesting bats. We have Coors in play. Let's mention that Coors is our biggest weather threat. There's chances of thunderstorms off and on throughout the entire evening. So if Coors rained out, it would not break my heart. I know it wouldn't break the Cubs' hearts, who probably got in at like 4 or 5 in the morning, but that's a whole nother story. Looking at Vegas, you have an over-under of 8 Cards Marlins, 7.5 Giants Mets, 11 Cubs Rockies, 8 Pirates Dodgers, 8.5 Indians Jays, 8 Royals Rays, 8 Angels A's, 9 Nationals Orioles, 8.5 Yankees Reds, and we're still waiting on one with the Rangers and the Padres for some reason, at least on this book. So nothing too crazy there. McCarthy versus the Pirates, a minus 185 favorite, your biggest favorite on the board to look at. Other than that, for the most part, business per usual. Let's take a look at your starting pitchers for tonight. And I'll kick it off with our highest priced option on the board. And he is Jacob DeGrom. $10,800. He has been shaky, Jacob DeGrom. His last time out against the Braves, 5 innings, 5 earned, 5 walks, 5 Ks. We used him in that game, and he looked so good early on. He looked so good, and then all of a sudden the wheels came off the bus. It was just scary. Now he's going up against a Giants team with the lowest implied team total on the board at 3.4, which is, for starters, ideal. Going up with a strikeout percentage, he's striking out. Whoa, that can't be right. Oh, there it is. Is that right? This season, he's striking out 31.6% of the batters he's facing. If you go back from 2016 and 2017 for bigger sample size, 25.3% of the batters he's facing. The thing with the Giants, they don't strike out a ton. They're only striking out 20% of the time against right-handed pitching, but they're just bad offensively. Their WOBA is 280. And one thing I'm going to try to bring in every day if we can, because it's a great tool. I mentioned it on a few Bench with Bubba's ago. I interviewed Casey Bogoslaw of robaseball.com, and he helps run the MLB Barrels account. And the MLB Barrels StatCast stat is very, very good. It's, you know, exit velocity of like close to 100, it's like 98 miles an hour plus or something. It's a percentage of it's something like a barrel is a batting average above 500 and a slugging percentage above 1500 or something crazy. So it's usually a great hit, a really good hit. More often than not, it's an extra base hit, but you do get some outs out of it. but it's very, very loud contact, very, very good contact. It's outstanding. So I have the top 25 and bottom 25 barrel leaders in pitching pulled up on my screen here for you. I took notes already on my page. But DeGrom is sixth best in all of baseball starting pitchers right now. He's only getting barreled up 2.73. His barrel FIP is 2.73, which is outstanding. His barrel percentage, he's only getting barreled up 2.58% of the time he's pitching, which is really, really good. So that's little things like that. That's basically the way I read it. He's giving up a lot less hard contact than most. That just makes sense. So very, very good stuff going up against a very bad Giants offense. The price tag's high. There's other arms we could target tonight, but they're not great arms. All the arms tonight have that chance to get blown up that we talk about. There's not like that, you know, Chris Sale, who even got hit around a bit yesterday. He still got you 20-plus points, but he didn't get you the price tag you wanted. There's not that, you know, comfort zone tonight that you have every once in a while. There's a lot of ugh. So Jacob DeGrom is in a really, really great spot. He's at home against the Giants. Lowest team total, like I said, but the K rate's not the best, and but that Giants offense is dreadful. So it's kind of pick your poison. I don't mind it. I don't like paying up that often, but tonight you don't need to save a ton of money. You can if you want to stack Coors and whatnot. You can definitely avoid DeGrom and save. But if Coors is out of play, you can move up to DeGrom if you'd like. So keep that in mind. Next up, Carlos Martinez, $9,800. C-Mart has been quite the mystery to us. Last time out, 7 1/3, 4 hits, no earned, 4 Ks. Was outstanding against Milwaukee, but only 4 Ks. 14 ground balls to 5 fly balls. Outstanding. 25.5 points. I'll take that. Give me 25.5. But we need those Ks. Prior to that, 8, 7, and 11 is 3 prior start strikeout-wise. So we love that. Love that a lot. On that barrel list, he's 20th in the top 25. He's only getting barreled up 3.14% of the time. So he's definitely avoiding the hard contact, which we like to see. That probably reflects a lot of those ground balls we mentioned. Going back to the last two seasons, 22.4% of batters he's striking out. This season alone, he's striking out over 27% of the batters he's facing. That number obviously dropped after his last start. The problem is Miami doesn't strike out a ton. They only strike out 20% of the time. They're an average offense. They can hit righties a bit. You look for left-handed bats, Boer and, you know, Yelich, maybe Dietrich. Maybe they'll throw another bat out there, but there's not a ton of left-handed bats in that lineup to worry about, not a ton of scary left-handed bats to worry about. If he can navigate the lineup, he'll be in a very pitcher-friendly environment in Miami. It's weird that he's not a heavy favorite in this matchup against Adam Connolly on the road. But if you want to go there, he'll be low-owned. But sorry, I misspoke. I think he'll be higher-owned than DeGrom. $1,000 cheaper. People will look that way and save some money to go to Coors. But if the Ks are there, he's in a great, great spot tonight. The Ks are just what concern me a bit, but definitely worth a look with Carlos Martinez. Next up, we will go Gio Gonzalez at $8,700 at Baltimore. Gio's off to another really good start to the year, 1.64 ERA. His FIP's a bit higher, a couple points higher, so you expect some regression, of course. But Gio just keeps getting it done. We're waiting for that shoe to drop. His last four starts, one earned run at home against Arizona, two earned runs in Colorado, one earned run in the Mets, and two earned runs at home against Philadelphia. He's been very good. 5 Ks or more in 3 straight starts. Ground ball to fly balls working out pretty well. He's getting you 105 or more pitches in every start. 19 or more points in 3 straight starts. It's consistency. That's what you're looking for out there. That's consistency. Baltimore, as we've talked about many, many times, hit left-handed pitching bad. They're one of the worst in baseball. Not the worst, but one of the worst. We saw them get to Quintana a bit early yesterday, but after Quintana settled down, they didn't do anything. It was just like that first inning troubles, and he almost got it out. He had 2 outs. He just couldn't get out of it. But after that, he was in a comfort zone for the most part, and he shut them down. You got Gio, who he's striking out 22.2% of the batters he's facing, and Baltimore against left-handed pitching, striking out 27.2% of the time. That I like a ton with Gio. The blow-up potential is always there, but going up against a team that struggles mightily against lefties, you just kind of avoid Machado. Mancini's good against lefties. You avoid those two guys for the most part and just kind of hope the other guys don't catch run into one. Gio's not in a bad place at $8,700 bucks. Brandon McCarthy, $8,600, I like a lot tonight. I know we liked him a lot last time when he let us down, but prior to that, he's been great. $8,600 bucks at home against the dreadful Pittsburgh Pirates. Before that last start against Philly, we're at 5 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned, 1 walk, 3 Ks. He has been really good at Arizona, home against Arizona, at Chicago. Pittsburgh is league average, I'd say, against right-handed pitching. Downside, they don't strike out a ton, striking out less than 17% of the time against right-handed pitching. But McCarthy, like I said, heavy favorite, heaviest on the board. Striking out over 24% of the batters he's facing. That Pirates offense, we saw it over the weekend again against Milwaukee. They're just dreadful. It's such a bad offense. On a slate like tonight where it's iffy, Hill's ownership should be low. McCarthy at 86, definitely on the radar. I'll mention Trevor Bauer. I wouldn't go heavy on Trevor Bauer, but he has a good K rate, close to 22% of the time. Toronto's offense is dreadful. It's in Toronto, which makes them better. It's a nice hitting environment there in Rogers Stadium, Rogers Center. But below, like a 286 WOBA against right-handed pitching is below average. They strike out 22% of the time against right-handed pitching. Bauer, it's like it's all or nothing. He's either going to get lit up, his ERA is over 7, or he's going to pitch great because he still strikes out a ton even when he gets lit up. If you look at Bauer's DraftKings points is what we really care about. You know, stats are stats, which are great. But what we care about DraftKings points, last start out, he got destroyed minus 6.2 points. But prior to that, even when he gave up 4 runs against Houston, he struck out 8, got you 20 points, almost 21. At Minnesota, gave up 2 runs, still struck out 7, got you 24.7. So it's all or nothing. If he's getting the strikeouts, you got a shot. Toronto's offense is dreadful. It's an interesting GPP play. Not many are going to own him because he's in Toronto. They'll be scared away. It's an interesting play. I will definitely say very, very interesting. Trevor Cahill, $7,600. I loved Cahill when he was like in the sixes or below. He's moving up the list, folks. At home against the Texas Rangers. Cahill's coming off another great start. He pitched at home against Colorado, 6 innings. 3 hits, no earned, 7 Ks for almost 30 DraftKings points. He's averaging almost 21 a game. His price tag has skyrocketed, like I said, up to 76. On that FIP leaderboard, he's the 7th best pitcher in the top 25 in the FIP, or in the barrels. 2.42% of the time he's getting barreled. Very, very good percentage there. On this season alone, he's almost striking out 30% of the batters he's facing, like we've mentioned in the past. He's got a great swinging strike rate this year. He's getting a lot of soft contact, which the barrel percentage obviously tells you. That's why I'm giving you the barrel percentages. It's another way to look at soft contact outside the normal, just hard contact, soft contact numbers. Gives you an even better idea of the big shots that are getting hit off of him. You look at the Rangers, another part, like I said, Cahill striking out a ton of guys on his own. You got to watch the walks. His walks are still above 11%, but the Rangers are striking out almost 24% of the time against right-handed pitching. We saw them in Seattle over the weekend. Very, very disappointing. We know they have the talent, all the talent in the world in that offense, but it's been dreadful all season long. And Cahill continuously gets low-owned, and with that price bump, I think it'll be really low-owned. He's definitely a GPP dart. I wouldn't mind rolling in the dice with him tonight, ownership levels-wise and everything. Definitely keep him on the radar tonight. Trevor Cahill, 76. Another GPP. Most of these are all just kind of darts now. But Blake Snell, $7,400. We talked about him last week as a punt, and he was great. He's at home against Kansas City, the worst team in all of baseball against left-handed pitching. The worst. Snell's last start out, 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks, got you 20 DraftKings points at $6,700. His price tag has gone up, rightfully so. Like I said, facing the worst team in baseball against left-handed pitching. Like I said last time, Snell is all or nothing. It's, you know, he's going to strike out the world, and it's just maintaining walks, which he's doing 13.3% of the time, but he's striking out guys 23.1% of the time. The Royals strike out 23% of the time. Snell's a nice, like, minus 150 favorite, which bodes well also. He's a very interesting play in this one. I like him a lot against Kansas City in that pitcher-friendly ballpark in Tampa Bay. It's all about the walks. If he's controlling the walks, he's going to be in a very good spot today because Kansas City's bad, really, really bad. After Snell, you got in that same matchup, an interesting one is Nathan Carnes at 7,200. Another dicey one, former Ray, got traded to Seattle this offseason. Coming off a 6-inning, 1-hit, no earned, 7 Ks against the White Sox, where he was phenomenal. He's been off and on this year, giving up the long ball. That's his problem. He had 4 home runs a few starts back in Texas. But he's had 5 Ks or more in 3 straight starts. That's just the big thing. His long ball is always there. Got to worry about that. But the K rate has been there as well, and that's what you're looking for against Tampa Bay. With Carnes, he's striking out guys 23.6% of the time, but he's walking guys about 10%. You got to watch out for that. But the Rays are striking out almost 26% of the time. So just like Snell, it's the, you know, what if. The Rays, we like those lefty bats. They can rake. I like the Rays bats, but I wanted to throw Carnes out there as a nice, very nice sneaky GPP play. Huge K upside. Just about keeping the ball in the park. You know he's going to give up one or two. Can they be solo shots? Can he still strike out 8+? That's the question. You got to roll those dice. And last but not least, the massive dice roll of the day would be Adam Connolly at $6,400 at home against St. Louis. Very nice pitcher's environment, like we said with C-Mart. Connolly striking guys out almost 21% of the time, and but he's walking guys at almost 11%. Another problem, as we talked about with most of these punt guys, Cardinals are striking almost 23% of the time, and they struggle mightily against left-handed pitching. WOBA of 272, which is not good. Not good at all. Below average. Not a lot of guys in that lineup that scare you against left-handed pitching. Adam Connolly is a reverse splits pitcher, so you have to watch out for that. Lefties actually hit him better than righties, which is even better because then you only have to worry about, like, Matt Carpenter, because I doubt they'll put Adams out there. Maybe Wong will be out there still. So in a righty-heavy lineup, he does better against righties than lefties. I'm scared to use him, but he's very intriguing on this board of a lot of what-if pitchers. You might as well save some money and get some better bats at times if you're looking at GPP plays. That's all I'm saying. Cash games, no way in hell. Not a chance. But GPP, if you're going for the nuts, these are the kind of guys that have to hit for you to make it happen. So Connolly at 64. Just keep him in mind. I'm not saying he's a must play. I'm not saying Carnes or Snell or Cahill or Bauer are must plays. But they're all GPP options that if they go off can be very, very sneaky and very, very good. So you got DeGrom, C-Mart, Gio, McCarthy. I like any one of those four as stables. Gio the least of the four, but he's still pretty solid in my mind. McCarthy at 8,600 versus Pitt. Pitt 3.48, the second lowest implied team total on the board. Second to DeGrom against the Giants. And then you got Bauer, Cahill, Snell, Carnes, and Conley as your kind of interesting punt options. Now let's take a stroll to the bats, and we'll kick it off with our normal catching position. And we got Gary Sanchez, $4,800 in Cincinnati against rookie Davis. The Yankees, outside of Coors Field, is definitely one of the better stacks on the board. Rookie Davis is horrible. They sent Amir Garrett down for some reason, and they kept rookie Davis up. Haven't read all the details on that. I just saw the note pass through on my phone. I'm curious on what exactly all went on in that. You got Wilson Contreras and Coors at 46. Miguel Montero and Coors at 42. Posey against DeGrom at 4K. I would kind of steer clear there. Matt Wieters against Gausman at 36. Gausman's a mess. Gausman is the third worst in all of baseball in barrels on the bottom 25. Gausman at almost 6% of the time he gets barreled up. He's only striking out about 13% of the batters he's facing this year, and he's walking over 13%. Not good numbers, Johnny. Not good. But we knew that with God. Okay, after Wieters, we can go to Russell Martin at 35. He's been struggling, but like I said, Bauer, it's all or nothing. So if you're going on the nothing side, there you go. Salvi Perez against the lefty, 34. Yasmani Grandal, the Dodgers. Okay, you got Coors Field. That's your obvious. Then you got Yankees and Dodgers are your 1A and 1B. Dodgers are way cheaper than the Yankees. Throwing that out there right now. But Grandal at 3,400. I know Grandal is slumping. I get it. But Grandal against a righty is always in play. And this Williams kid for Trevor Williams for Pittsburgh. Let me give you a quick rundown before I go any farther. He was a great starter in the minors. Great numbers. Came up to the bigs. He's been in the bullpen. Just hasn't figured it out. So far this year, 5.40 ERA, but his FIPS 5.31, his ex-FIPS 5.70. So they're saying that's pretty much where he's supposed to be. Last year's ERA was 7.82, a FIP of 6.70, and an ex-FIP of 4.30. So maybe a little regression. Still not ideal. He's given up his ground ball rate this year is 28%, so a lot of fly balls. Not good. He's given up a home run this year. Home run per nine, 1.54. Last year, 2.84. He's walking 5.4 per nine, only striking out 7.7 per nine. He's never been a big strikeout arm. That's never been his bag. Let's look at the splits tools real quick so I can give you an even more defined look at things here. This is a small sample. Let's look at his career real quick. That's just 2017. He's only got 11 and two-thirds innings. So for his career, it's still a small sample, but left-handed batters, 255 with the slugging of 574 and a WOBA 372. Righties are actually hitting 346 with a WOBA of 407, but he's given up four homers to lefties, two to righties, 12 earned runs to lefties, six earned runs to righties. So keep that in mind. Very hittable, looks like from both sides of the plate. More power from the left at times than right, but pretty even overall, I'd say. He's not good. That's the bottom line. Trevor Williams for Pittsburgh, not good. I don't know how long he's going to be able to go in the game. That's big as well, so you're going to get a lot of Pittsburgh bullpen. So that's why the Dodgers are very much in play there. So Grandal at 3,400. Sorry for the tangent at the catcher's position, but before we got farther, wanted to break that down for you. We go to Yadi Molina, 3,300 against Conley. Steven Vogt, 3,100 against Nolasco. Here's another tangent for you. Nolasco is going to try to pitch with an ankle injury. He kind of got his last start pushed back. He's going to go tonight. He is also sixth worst in barrels percentage in all of baseball. He's getting barreled up 10.07% of the time. Not good. Not good. Striking out guys at 19.4% of the time, but he's getting barreled 10% of the time, and when he gets barreled, his FIP is 5.95, almost a 6 FIP when barreled. So those barrels are turning into bad, bad news. So he's getting hit very, very hard is what we're saying. He's hurt. So if that injury reaggravates or he gets pushed early, you're getting a lot of Angels bullpen, which is really, really bad. So the A's are always cheap. I know they're boom or bust. They're in a bad stadium for the outbursts all the time. It seems when I really recommend them, they don't do crap. When I don't recommend them and I play them, they do great. It's a very nice spot for Oakland again tonight. So Vogt at 3,100 is a sneaky look at catcher. Chirinos, if he plays against Cahill at 3 grand, is always nice. You have Austin Hedges against Nick Martinez, the flyball pitcher at 28 as a sneaky catcher. Go that direction if you want. Devin Mesoraco is back for Cincy. Facing Tanaka. Tanaka flew in last night before the game ended, so he got a full night's rest, unlike the rest of the team. Ball should be flying out there, though. Cincinnati is on fire. Tanaka, 21st worst in the top 20, bottom 25 in barrels. He's getting barreled 5.88% of the time, so it's not horrible, horrible, but he's at the bottom 25. Just wanted to mention it to you. Mesoraco's back from the DL. He's an interesting lefty bat. Ryan Hannigan for Colorado, if he's the starting catcher tonight, he's only 2,700. I like using him as a cheap catcher in Coors. Arrieta, I love stacking Colorado tonight versus Arrieta instead of everyone's going to be on Chicago in Coors. I like Colorado more. Arrieta flew in with the team because he pinch hit last night, so he's not on a full night's rest for one. He's been giving up a lot of hard contact this year, even though he's on the softer barrel percentage. He's actually he's number 13 in the top 25. But it's still 4.08% of the time. It's just the FIP against it is very low. So he's avoiding damage when he's getting hit hard is what it's coming down to. but he's getting hit hard, a little harder to avoid damage in Coors Field, wink, wink. He got in late, and he's a sinker ball pitcher, and ball does not sink in Coors Field. Keep all that in mind. Hannigan at $2,700. Hopefully I'll get all my tangents out of the way after the catcher's position. Just throwing it out there for you. And that should just about do it for our catchers. Let's move on to the first base position. And we have Anthony Rizzo in Coors at $5,600 against Sensatella. Sensatella, just like Tanaka's number 24 in the FIP at the bottom 25, getting barreled up 5.3% of the time. FIP of 482 when he's barreled. His K rate's very low at 13.25 this year. That's always been his problem. But he's been bobbing and weaving and getting it done this year. But Rizzo, $5,600. Ryan Zimmerman, $4,700 against Gausman. Love the Nats tonight there after the Yankees and Dodgers. And it's just funny, that's how all the team totals work out. They are definitely in play. They're just more expensive. Some of their guys are more expensive than Coors Field. Zim, $4,700. Gausman has been a mess when it comes to the barrels. Gausman is third worst in all of baseball. Go to the bottom 25, he's number three. Getting barreled at 5.92% of the time. But when he's barreled, his FIP is 6.37. So those barrels turn into loud production. Very loud production, as we've noticed through his season, which has been a disaster. He should be well rested, though, because he had a short outing after his 77-mile-an-hour curveball ejection against Boston. But Zimmerman, $4,700. Joey Votto against Tanaka at $4,600. Votto, I believe, left yesterday with a bit of an injury. Keep an eye on that. Jay Bruce against Matt Moore. Bruce can hit lefty, so don't be scared. Matt Moore is the worst in all of barrels. He's the bottom in the bottom 25. Number one, barreled 9.21% of the time. His FIP 6.56, which is the highest. He has been dreadful this year, just dreadful. I know it's a good ballpark. The Mets, as a team, suck against lefties, but he's given up a lot of loud contact. So a lot of people aren't talking Mets from what I've read and everything. Their implied team total is 4.1. It's not high. But Moore has been so bad. They could be an interesting stack. They let us down. They let me down on Sunday, but it could be interesting. Edwin Encarnacion, slow start to the year. He's 4,300 for Stroman, making his return to Toronto. So if you look for that return revenge type angle or whatever you want to call it, he's an interesting play. Matt Holliday with the DH in play might not be in the lineup. If he's in the lineup against Rookie Davis, all Yankees pretty much against Rookie Davis are in play. He's 43. Will Myers against Nick Martinez is 4,300. Padres sneaky stack tonight, 4,300. Mark Reynolds and Coors, the guy's having a great year. He's only 4,200. It's Colorado stack, loving it. He's 1,400 cheaper than Rizzo. Matt Carpenter against Conley, 41. Carlos Santana against Stroman's 4K. That's not a bad play. Stroman's been good, but he's not striking anybody out, so a lot of balls in play in that ballpark where the ball flies. Things can happen. Pujols against Graveman at 3,900. Graveman, some loud contact this year against him as well. Keep an eye on that. Chris Carter has been starting at first base with Bird on the DL in that small, great American small park against Rookie Davis at 3,800. Chris Carter can be a very nice piece of that Yankee stack real cheap. Kendrys Morales against Trevor Bauer. Morales, 3,600, has been raking. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield. I love drafting this. He was first base forever when he's only playing the outfield. Now he was outfield forever, and then Agung goes on the DL, so now he's just playing first base. Now he's first base outfield eligible, so now we have all the flexibility in the world with Bellinger. He's 3,600 against Williams. He might be my must-start first baseman of the day. I love Cody Bellinger. I love him, period. The guy can just rake. He's awesome. He's great. That price tag at $3,600 with the production you can get in that lineup tonight against that pitcher, wow. You can play him in the outfield if you want to pay up for a more higher-priced first baseman, or if you want to go big in the outfield. You have so many ways to play this one, but $3,600 for Bellinger, I love him in your lineup tonight in first base or outfield, wherever you want to take that angle. We'll go down a little ways. I mentioned Trey Mancini earlier against Gio Gonzalez. He hits lefties well. He's first base outfield eligible. He's 3,300. Ryan Healy, great pass success against Nolasco. He's first base and third base at 3,300. We got Lomo going up against Carnes. I mentioned Carnes, got a lot of home runs. He's 3,200. Wilmer Flores, he's the lefty killer for the Mets. He's first base, third base eligible at 31. Justin Bour, Mentioned how Seymour struggles against lefties. Justin Bour's 3K. Justin Smoke is on fire the last week or two. He's hitting the ball really, really well, especially from the left side. He's 2,900 against Bauer. It's tough to punt at first base. I'm really honest about that. With all those options I mentioned above, really tough to punt at first base. And for some reason you get the urge to, Justin Smoke is not a bad one, but really tough to punt there. But super low owned. You just like this guy. This is one that the price tag still baffles me. He's produced night in and night out. Yonder Alonso, 2,800 against Ricky Nolasco. I wish we had expensive pitching tonight because this is a value play that he should be at least 3,800 or at least 35. Like, come on. This guy just continues to mash the baseball. Barrel after barrel, home run after home run. Yonder Alonso, he's got great history against Nolasco, taking him deep a couple times, hitting around 300 and like 22 at-bats or something. I know it's a small sample, but come on. And if you get to that Angels bullpen, $2,800. Damn. So there is your first base position. Lots of bats to target there. Bellinger is the play, but man, there's some good value there. Plus the lots of angles at first base. Like I mentioned, there's tons of bats to target tonight. Tons of bats because the pitching's just so blah. Second base, Daniel Murphy, 4,900. Great spot against Gossman. You got Zobrist and Coors, second base outfield eligible at 48. Javi Baez and Coors at 47. LeMahieu and Coors at 44. You got Jose Ramirez against Stroman. He's second base, third base eligible at 4K. D. Gordon, another lefty against C-Mart at 4,000. I love how Ian Happ is still in the minors for the Cubs. DraftKings has him at $3,900. That's good stuff. We got Starlin Castro. He's been batting cleanup for the Yanks against Rookie Davis at $3,800. That's a really good looking play. Part of the Yankees. That's two guys in a row under 4K with Chris Carter and Starlin Castro. You got Jed Jericho, second base, third base at $3,800. Brad Miller. Yeah, they mixed up the lineup a bit with Kiermaier struggling. Miller batted second yesterday. It's not a bad spot if you're stacking the Rays against Carnes. He's 36. Now here with Solarte, 36 against Martinez is good. Neil Walker, switch hitter against Moore at 34 is in play. Jed Lowry against Nolasco is 27. He's always an interesting play for value-wise. Adam Rosales, second base shortstop at 2,300. Better against lefties and righties, but definitely there. One I forgot to mention. Where did he go? Oh, there he is. First base, third base eligible on the Mets. He's been batting second. He's been playing pretty well of late. He is $2,800, TJ Rivera. So another punt, first base or third base. Just sucks at those two positions. But if you're stacking the Mets, he's batting second against Moore. Going over to third base, Chris Bryant, 5,500 against Senzatella. Arenado, 53 against Arrieta. Machado, 51 versus Gio. Rendon, 44 against Gosman. Rendon's, after that big game a couple Sundays ago, he's been hitting pretty well for the most part since. He's kind of kept it going. Mentioned Ramirez, mentioned Jericho already. Jose Reyes swinging a good stick. He's a switch hitter. He's 3,700 against Moore. Chase Headley against Rookie Davis in that ballpark. I love that play at $3,700. Very much in play. Ryan Schimpf, big power guy against flyball pitcher Martinez, $3,700. Definitely decent look there. Eduardo Nunez playing well. He's 3,600. Third base shortstop eligible against DeGrom. Justin Turner, right-handed bat against right-handed pitcher. We know how he likes to do that against Williams, 3,600. Good value play. Louis Valbueno against Graveman, 3,400. Not worst play in the world. Joey Gallo, if you want that home run potential, 3,400. I've mentioned Ryan Healy already. Josh Harrison's day-to-day, so he's playing McCarthy, so we'll just steer clear there. Mentioned Wilmer Flores already against Moore. Derek Dietrich, lefty against C-Mart, if you want to go there, 2,900. I'd probably stay away. Mentioned TJ Rivera already. Christian Arroyo, he's been playing well, but he's 2,800. Third base shortstop eligible. I'd probably look elsewhere today. Not really worth that gamble. Let's head over to the shortstop position. We got Trey Turner, 5,200 against Gossman. Francisco Lindor, 46 against Stroman. Like that a lot. Story, 4,600 Addison Russell, 45 against Sensatella. Corey Seager's 44 against Williams. Dodger stack's looking better and better. Aledmys Diaz, 3,900 versus Connolly. Didi Gregorius, 3,800 against Rookie Davis. I could see Didi going blast off today. I could see that. I really could. Rookie Davis, I know he pitched well against Pittsburgh, but the Yankees are not Pittsburgh. The only scary thing is them getting in so late. Who's going to sit? And how tired are they really going to be? I get it. That's a strain on a body. Good thing Chicago to Cincy is a short flight. Like, it's not going to be that bad. But you got to think of those things. They could be worn out. This could be like a great spot for Rookie Davis to shut him down out of nowhere. I will not pitch him. There's no chance in hell I would throw him. But this is a game on paper where the Yankees could score double digits. But watch them score like 2 runs. We stack them and they piss us off. It's just, that's baseball in a nutshell for you. Everything points to them scoring and you should play them. There's no reason you should not play the Yankees. But just watch. Just one of those things. He's had that weird feeling. Tim Beckham's 3,100 against Carnes. Pat Valleca, Colorado, continues to be a $3,100 shortstop. When he's in the lineup, he's been producing. Went yard yesterday. Sneaky play when he's in the lineup for some value and some Coors access. I like that a lot if he's there because Colorado's the team we like in that game. I don't mind the Cubs. You never mind the Cubs, but everyone's going to be playing them, so you want to bob when they – you want to weave and bob. You want to do it all. So there you go. Going to the outfield. Harper missed the whole weekend. He's day-to-day. If he comes back, he's supposed to be back today. That's what they say. Facing Gausman at 5,400. Trout's been out a couple days. He's supposed to be back against Graveman at 53. Blackman's 52. That's a great play. Great play. Desmond, 5K. Schwarber's 49. He's been hitting the ball really well the last few games. Mentioned Zobris already. Aaron Judge, 4,600 in Great American Small Park. Holy crap. That could be a fun one. Very fun one. Cargo, struggling mightily. I'd probably look elsewhere, but he's 4,500. Mentioned Jay Bruce. Giancarlo Stanton double-donged on Sunday. He's 4,400. Almora Jr., if he's playing, he's 4,400. Adam Jones, 43. Brett Gardner, 4,200. I like him a lot. He's been playing well. He's got 5 homers in his last 2 weeks of play. In that ballpark, he could easily go deep, if not steal some bases against Davis. Gardner's a good play at 4,200. I like Billy Hamilton. I talk about him all the time. Tanaka is giving up a lot of loud contact. He's not striking out guys like he usually has. He's been pitching well of late, but overall, it's just not the same Tanaka. So playing some Reds is not the worst thing in the world. Hamilton can get on. He can steal bases. He's playing really, really well. Shit, he's averaging 10.6 DraftKings points per game this season. Billy Hamilton, of all guys. He's $4,200, and no one plays him, ever. So, GPP-wise, sneaky play. If you just want, like, a one-off, or put him and Votto together as a 1-2 punch or whatever. Like, he can play him by himself for all I care. $4,200, he's sneaky. I'm not saying he's a must-play, but just always keep Billy Hamilton on your mind, especially in a matchup like this. Jason Worth, 4,100, double-donged on Sunday. Gausman's worst against right-handed and left-handed batters. Definitely a good look with Worth at 4,100. Joey Bats, 4,100. Christian Yelich, 4,100. Jacoby Ellsbury went deep on Sunday. He's 4K, very much in play if he's playing. He's been banged up and off and on in the lineup, so keep an eye on him. You got Adam Duvall at 4K against Tanaka. Maybe a game stack. Yankees-Reds game stack can be sneaky. I'm not saying it's the best play in the world. I'd almost do a Yankees-Dodgers stack if you could work that out right. That would be pretty awesome, but I might have to go play with that later and see how I can make that work the best way. But that's an interesting stack. You got McCutchen at 4K. Senju Chu at 4K. Conforto, 3,900. Not a bad look. I know it's a lefty. K with the Chris Davis against Nolasco at 3,800. That's too cheap. He could easily go double dong today against Nolasco. Like I said, Nolasco, a lot of loud contact. He's hurt. Angels bullpen, all those things. Chris Davis, solid. $3,800. Great, great play. If you want a one-off in Oakland, there's your one-off in Chris Davis. Jock Jams, he's back. He's 3,700. Definitely in play against Williams tonight. Like I said, a guy that gives up over one and a half home runs per nine this year. He gave up over 2.5 last year. A guy like Jock Jams, that plays right into his wheelhouse. Low Kane used to be a great guy against lefties. He struggled this year. If you're going to play any Kansas City guys against Snell, he's one of them. 3,600. Rajay Davis, 3,600. Cole Calhoun, 3,600. There's Bellinger again. Don't forget him. He's 3,600. Too cheap. Randall Grichuk hits lefties well. He's $3,600. You got Steven Souza Jr., 3,500 against Carnes. Don't just think lefties only when you have Souza Jr. Hits righties very well. Remember, Carnes gives up the long ball. Cedric, 3,500. Definitely play leading off. I love some Cedric tonight. Scott Schebler, 3,500. A sneaky play for the Reds. Nomar Mazara, 35. Kiermaier's been struggling a lot. I might look elsewhere, but he's 34 if you want him. Not saying ignore him, but he's 34. Marcelo Zuna at 34. He's been swinging a great stick. Hunter Renfroe with that home run upside at 34 against Martinez. Mentioned Trey Mancini. Colby Rasmus is back, that left-handed stick. He's already hit one home run since returning. He's 3,300. Cheap outfield option. A lot of cheap value players tonight and no pitching to target. So frustrating. Aaron Hicks. There's our guy. If Ellsbury is out, Hicks will be hitting towards the top of the order. $3,300 against Rookie Davis. Outstanding play tonight. If he's in the lineup, you got to make sure of this. But if he is, he's a great play against Rookie Davis. $3,300. The way the Yankees and Dodgers are so cheap, you could like pick one of them and match them with the Rockies and get exposure to Coors that way. This is just crazy. You could mix and match. There's a lot of ways to do this. Plus the A's, you could sprinkle. You can play with this tonight, folks. Or you can mix some Nationals in because Nationals are expensive. They're priced like their Coors Field. We can get weird. We can get weird tonight because there's a lot of hitting options. Kevin Pillar is on fire. He's still only $3,200. Don't forget about Kevin Pillar. Swinging a great stick. He's stealing bases. He's doing it all. Jorge Soler is back for the Royals. He's $3,200. I wouldn't play him, but just want to throw it out there. He's back. Always a homer potential facing a lefty. Joey Ricard should be leading off against Gio. He's $3,000. Not the best play in the world, but he's there. Andrew Tolles, swinging a really good stick the last week or two. Don't look at the season totals. I was doing some research over the weekend, reading some stuff. He's been swinging it really well over the last week or two. He's only $3,000, leading off for the Dodgers against Williams. Good, cheap, sneaky part of that stack. Tommy Pham will be chalky as chalky. He's $3,000 against the lefty Connolly. He had a big week since getting called up. They'll see he's averaging 22.7 DraftKings points this year. He's only played a couple games. He played great. He might play great again, but we've seen him in the past, in years past, and he keeps going back to the minors for a reason. So don't go all in on him. I'm not saying don't play him. He's still in a good spot, but he's going to be super chalky. You don't want Tommy Pham chalky. That's just stupid. You want like Aaron Judge chalky. You don't want Tommy Pham chalky. As we filter down to the cheap range, what else do we have here? Tyler Moore, no. Matt Joyce, 2,400 against Alaska is definitely worth the look in that one, especially towards the top of the order. Shane Peterson for Tampa, if you want a $2,100 outfielder against Carnes, is okay. I can get behind it, but I don't think you'll need to go that cheap tonight. I really don't. I don't think you need to go below $3,000 to tell you the truth. Pitching's not that great, and there's tons of value on this slate. So there you have it. Your 10-game slate. Really quick recap, pitching-wise. You got DeGrom at 10-8 versus the Giants. Giants implied team total at 3.4. You got C-Mart versus Miami at Miami, 9,800. Implied team total 3.91. Gio Gonzalez, 8,700 at Baltimore. Implied team total 4.49. McCarthy, 8,600 versus Pirates. Implied 3.48. Second lowest on the board. Like him a lot. Bauer, 7,900. Toronto implied team total 4.34. Cahill, 7,600 versus Texas, implied 4.26. Blake Snell, 7,400 at home versus Kansas City, implied team total 3.71, third lowest on the board. Nate Karn, 7,200 at Tampa Bay, implied total 4.29. And Adam Connolly at home versus St. Louis, implied team total 4.09. Stacking, you got Coors, you got Cubs versus Sensatella, implied total of 5.71. Colorado versus Arrieta, implied 5.29. I would go Colorado over Chicago. I think Chicago still hits, but ownership-wise, I think both teams hit because Arrieta's given up some big contact. The sinker won't sink there. Is anybody going to throw a great Arrieta? Easily could. Sensatella's proven he can pitch in Colorado. Chicago's getting in late. I'm just trying to play any angle I can here. And Colorado's ownership should be lower than Chicago. There's the biggest angle for me. Yankees versus Rookie Davis, I love. Implied team total of 4.73. They're very affordable. Get that in mind. Dodgers versus Williams, 4.52 total. Love the Dodgers, super affordable. Don't forget Bellinger, first base outfield eligible at $3,600. Nats versus Gausman, 4.51 total. Definitely Nats in play there. Tampa Bay versus Carnes, the lefties. Mets versus Moore. Padres versus Nick Martinez is intriguing at 4.24. Real quick, when it comes to Nicky Martinez, lefties are crushing him, but the righties are hitting him just fine as well. Oakland versus Nolasco, 4.15 implied team total. Both sides are hitting him over 300. Righties are hitting him better than lefties, so keep that in mind. I love you, Alonso, still, but Healy definitely in play there. Chris Davis, okay with the Chris Davis. Love him if you want a one-off. Like I mentioned, Carnes, right-handed bats are hitting Carnes better than lefties, so keep that in mind. So Souza Jr. is nice, but I love C-Dick. I'm not going to shy away from Lomo and those guys. Not a chance. Gausman, I mentioned earlier, righties better than lefties, but lefties are hitting close to 300. Everybody's hitting Ricky Davis. Everybody's hitting Trevor Williams. And yeah, that'll just about do it. Tons of good stuff there. I hope the barrel stuff was good for you. If it wasn't, let me know. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, @BDintric. DM me, message me, whatever you need to do. I'm here to help. I'm not going to do private chats. I'm not going to do coaching tutorials or anything. I've gotten some questions. We're not going to be a paid site. Don't worry about any of that stuff. We're here to help you guys out. So hit me up with any questions. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, @thesportsdegens. Big UFC 211 coming up this weekend. Recording our preview podcast as normal, Wednesday night. So check that out. But let's make some money tonight. Very intriguing slate. Hopefully we hit the right pitchers. Give you some interesting targets. Bats for days. And good luck. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, Monday, May 8th. See you later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.